Hello, and welcome to Security Wire Weekly for Wednesday, March 8th, 2006. I'm Bill Brenner. This week, a new Symantec report shows how attackers are profiting off cyber weaknesses, Apple gets another black eye over Mac threats, and Paul Stamp from Forrester Research talks to us about the government's scrutiny of the Checkpoint Sourcefire acquisition deal. But first, our top story. Mobile email addicts were no doubt relieved when BlackBerry maker Research in Motion settled its patent dispute with NTP Incorporated last week. But from a security perspective, IT professionals say the dispute was never really on their radar screen. Friday, RIM announced it would give NTP $612.5 million cash in full and final settlement of all claims against RIM, as well as for a perpetual, fully paid-up license going forward. The settlement came nearly 5 years into a vexing court battle in which Virginia-based NTP claimed RIM stole its patents to create its widely popular and often addictive BlackBerry mobile push email platform. As the RIM-NTP saga came to a head in court, SearchSecurity.com asked IT professionals if they rely on their BlackBerry or any other mobile email device to stay abreast of security alerts from vendors or fellow IT staffers. Most said they don't. In an online SearchSecurity.com poll, 35% of respondents suggested a BlackBerry blackout would pose security problems for their enterprises. But 50% said it would not. None of those reached by phone and email had any security concerns. One IT professional said any security professional should have a wide variety of tools at their disposal to receive security alerts and maintain a state of current security knowledge, so that any one of them going dark shouldn't cause a state of emergency. Our next story is on Symantec's latest threat report. The report covers the six-month period between July 1st and December 31st, 2005, and shows the most dangerous digital desperados aren't wreaking havoc for fun. They're in it for the money. Many of the themes are similar to those in its report for the first half of the year. Most notably, attackers continue to shift their attacks from the perimeter to web applications. Massive headline-grabbing attacks are giving way to stealthier and more targeted assaults, and malicious activity is increasingly motivated by money. The report includes a long list of findings. Here are a few of them. Known bot network computers decreased from 10,347 a day in the first half of 2005 to 9,163 a day in the second half of the year. But attackers are more aggressively using the botnets they have. Web application vulnerabilities made up 69% of all new vulnerabilities disclosed during the last half of 2005, a 15% increase over the last reporting period. Modular malcode accounted for 88% of the top 50 malicious code samples reported to Symantec in the last 6 months of the year, up from 77% in the first half of 2005. Modular malcode are code segments that appear to have limited capabilities but often open a backdoor and enable a broader attack. Our next story points to another shift in the threat landscape, namely, more activity targeting weaknesses in Apple's Mac OS X operating system. The Mac, long considered a more secure alternative to Windows, has come under heavy scrutiny in recent weeks amid reports the operating system was being targeted by malcode for the first time and that some new critical security holes had surfaced. This week brought more bad news for Mac users. First, security experts reported that the mega patch Apple released last week to fix a variety of flaws isn't as thorough as it should be. Next came word that some Mac users have been issuing hacking challenges. In one such challenge, a Mac Mini was set up as a server, and hackers were invited to crack the computer's security and get root control. One hacker did so in under 30 minutes and called the process of gaining root access easy pickings. And now this week's Security Spotlight. The government is taking a closer look at Checkpoint Software's pending $225 million acquisition of SourceFire Incorporated. Israeli firm Checkpoint hopes to acquire SourceFire to augment its intrusion detection and intrusion prevention systems. Among other things, SourceFire offers commercial support of the popular Snort open source IDS tool. But the FBI and the Pentagon are expressing strong reservations about the deal because Snort is used to safeguard classified U.S. military and intelligence data. The transaction is now being reviewed by the Committee on Foreign Investments in the United States. The same Treasury Department panel involved with the controversial review and approval of United Arab Emirates-based Dubai Ports World's $6.85 billion acquisition of Britain's P&O, which operates a half-dozen major U.S. shipping ports. Joining us to talk about the controversy is Paul Stamp, an analyst with Forrester Research. Paul, thanks for joining us this morning.
Not at all, Bill. Thanks for inviting me.
So, Paul, should the government have legitimate concerns about the SourceFire sale to Checkpoint, or do you believe it's just bad timing because of the ports controversy?
Yeah, I think it's really much more about unfortunate timing than anything else. I think if the U.S. government is going to start only implementing technology that's kind of wholly owned and developed in the U.S., then it'll find its choices pretty limited and increasingly so going forward.
Does foreign ownership of Snort represent a national security risk in your mind, particularly with the revelation that Snort is in use at the FBI and the Pentagon?
Well, Snort's been around for a long, long time. So it's a tried and tested technology. Moreover, it's open source, so it's not going to be the easiest thing to go slip back doors into in a worst-case scenario. Moreover, it's a detection technology. It's not actually as far as I know, it's not actually being used to mitigate any particular types of attacks. So I think that the actual location of the corporate headquarters is irrelevant in this case.
Now, you wrote early on that you thought the deal was somewhat risky for Checkpoint. Why is that?
Well, the internal security product market is a little bit like the Wild West at the moment. There's a whole ton of startups and a bunch of different approaches to solving the problem of securing the corporate LAN. So if you contrast that with more traditional network security or, you know, more mature area like client-side security, where the shopping list for security technologies is pretty well-defined, Checkpoint made an early move with this deal. I mean, it's a bold one, but I reckon it's risky since the methods SourceFire are using are certainly by no means a cut-and-dried standards-based approach within the industry.
What do you think will be the likely outcome, and how do you think it's going to impact enterprise IT security professionals?
Well, I think that attack detection and mitigation will just be another aspect of network management. Going forward. And I think this will be a boon for networking vendors like Cisco and Juniper. However, I still think there's going to be room for wider security technologies outside the core infrastructure that can, A, cope with new threats, and, B, for organizations that really don't want the whole thing to be dependent on the network infrastructure.
Again, Paul Stamp from Forrester Research. Paul, thanks for joining us on Security Wire Weekly.
Not at all. Thank you very much.
And that's Security Wire Weekly from SearchSecurity.com. Don't forget to read our news each day as it breaks at SearchSecurity.com/news, where you can sign up for our daily email newsletter or our RSS feed. Thanks for joining.